Hello, guys, and welcome to Nerd Stuff, episode 12. Very, very fun times here. Nerd Stuff, sponsored by nobody. If you want to sponsor the podcast, just give us like anything in kind. You know, that's how sponsors work. They like giving in kind. What would you guys want to receive from a sponsor? If anybody would like to sponsor us. Let's start with you, Red. How are you, Red, and what would you like from a sponsor?
I'm doing great. I would like a keyboard or a mouse.
But it's the crappiest ones.
Why?
I don't know. Dude, nobody has that much money to throw around in an esports podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe just a Steam gift card and like a $50. No, not even a $50, just a $10 gift card.
That's a $10 gift card. How low does the bar have to be? Ken, Freak, what would you like for for this thing, this podcast?
For this? Well,
yeah.
Pretty much anything, really. Like, you could give me a Amazon gift card and I would accept it. And I'll even shout out the company for no.
How much? Hey.
How much?
How much? 50.
50. Oh. See, yeah. That's a little higher, you know.
The cost of living is a bit higher in Singapore, so I gotta do the exchange rates and all that.
Yeah, true. How about you, Scrawny?
Oh, I mean, in contrast to Red's comment about earlier about the keyboard and mouse, like, how do you even pimp a keyboard and a mouse on a podcast?
I don't know. You just tell them.
Look. Oh, you do?
Yeah, please do it, please.
Yeah. Okay. HyperX sponsor us, please.
Oh my God, we're giving away these free shoutouts, man. Don't give them the free shoutouts. Oh, if you're gonna shout out one, you should shout out another one. So, Logitech, yo.
Okay. Don't even mention the name. Look, you just gave a free shout out, man. You just lost
cause,
it.
Because it's HyperX and
right.
Logitech, so they're paying for the exclusivity.
Right. Listen to my soundless Corsair keyboard. Okay. Exactly. You can't hear it. Exactly.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfection.
You guys and your foreign stuff, I have a local one.
Man, yeah. I'm not hating on the local stuff. I have a Logitech and a local one too. So
yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, I gave my sister a local mechanical keyboard and she loved it. So,
all right, very fantastic, friends. Lots to talk about here. We don't want to open with the obvious for like 4 weeks in a row. We are going to talk about it though, but we're going to talk about some more general stuff here, fun stuff over at the podcast. We start off with Animal Crossing. It's out. It got released earlier today, like 12 hours. And honestly, I don't think anybody has it yet except for me and Greg and Red, right?
Hello. Yeah.
And then I believe, Scrawn, do you have plans on getting this game?
No, not really.
Oh, why? No. That's the wrong answer.
I mean, for this show, should I say that I'm getting it?
Just so no.
Well, if you say that, if you really commit in getting a Animal Crossing copy just for the show, then go ahead. At least you get to play it, right?
Yeah, geez, Ron. I thought we agreed on this earlier before we started the show. That you would say you get it.
Okay, I'm being baited. There was no such agreement. It's like, what is this?
Wait,
like a Schrodinger's agreement?
You said you will do anything for the show.
How does Animal Crossing fit into all of this? Why not Doom Eternal?
Not yet, friend.
I mean, Doom. We have to balance, right? Because, you know, we gotta give love. They are like a pair now. You guys are going for Animal Crossing, so I have to go for the obvious one, the pair, Doom.
Don't they have like a social media thing between the Doom social media team and the Animal Crossing social media team? It's kind
of it was on Reddit where they had a lot of crossover content. It was wonderful.
Yeah, because
exactly. I think they were releasing at the almost exact same day.
Exact same day, actually.
So yeah, you see here, you see where I'm getting at. We're all like we're in even number. We're like two of you got Animal Crossing. There's two that doesn't have it. Then the logical thing is for us to get Doom.
Oh, there's one person who wanted Animal Crossing and couldn't get it because he promised his fiance that that could be his engagement gift. And he's not going to get married really real soon, so he's going to have to wait.
I wonder who that is, right?
Yeah, I wonder who that is.
I feel bad for you, some guy who's not freak.
Yeah, you know, I played Animal Crossing on mobile. I played it for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could not separate me from my phone, right?
Oh, that's how addicted I was. Oh, shit.
And then they started adding all those like monetization stuff, and I was like, oh, I gotta stop. Well, I'm gonna spend like hundreds of dollars on this.
Oh, you would love that.
That was my
game.
Yeah, that's how starved I am of Animal Crossing, man. Tom Nook, yes, I'm kind of against you.
There's too much to do, surrounded. Honestly.
I am surrounded.
Cave already. Cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, says the guy who's playing Stardew Valley constantly.
No, I'm not. It's Red. That's Red.
That's why he loves Animal Crossing too. So yeah, just I want to chat with Red a bit. So just like, cause we experienced the game. What's the one thing that you like the most about the game?
There's a lot of things to do. You wouldn't run out of things to do there. There's a lot of quests, mini quests, even little stuff. The game will reward you for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It just rewards you in a certain kind of way. Those kind of persons who wants to be productive and finish some task, either if it's little or just like a big or a huge task, this game is for you. How about you, Index? What did you like?
I like the Stardew Valley of it. You know, to turn off your brain and just do stuff, and then you don't notice like it's been 2 hours, been 3 hours already. It's like the anti-Dota, you know? Like in Dota, you're like, oh, please just let the game end already. Please end me now. And then like in like Animal Crossing, it's like, has it already been 4.5 hours? It feels like it's been 15. And I really love that. It's like a chill game, nice and chill game.
And the music, dude.
Yes, absolutely so chill. Love it.
Totally agreed.
So, speaking of things that got released recently and talked about, PS5, Scrawn was streaming it. So, Scrawn, I didn't watch crap. I didn't have any news of it. So, please talk about PS5.
Okay, so this time around, it's me and Freak. On the spotlight of things, we did stream it. We did do a live commentary on it. But honestly, I guess my biggest comment or biggest praise on it was they did a very good job at green screening the crowd in. Like it felt like it felt like it's chroma.
Okay.
Look, literally, it was three people, and only one of the shadows had the head moving. Like once every few seconds, so it was like it was really freaky, like some surreal black and white movie, and then you have Mark Cerny just like speaking all the technical terms all the time. I don't know. The stream was really dry for a non-industry guy, but I'm pretty excited about the fact that their SSD reached like 5 gigabytes per second, right, Ron?
Oh, that's
so fast, man.
You know my theory about it is that whole presentation was done using the PS5.
Whoa.
This is like some Matrix level shit.
No, because they did a lot of it was like, I guess on production, like, you know, they did a lot of, I mean, it's supposed to be the GDC thing. And I feel like it was also rushed. I don't think they did a lot of stuff to actually produce it, but it was definitely more of for the developer, hence why me and Freak actually thought that it was their speech or the presentation for the canceled game developers conference, which they're like, okay, what are we gonna do with this now? Okay, why don't we just, you know, show it live? I mean, even though it's practically useless,
doing it live. Yeah, that's all content we got.
It's useless for the average consumer.
From what I like, I have minimal knowledge of this, and one of the things that have been hyped was the backwards compatibility. Was it mentioned there in the presentation, or was it just like an after thing?
Oh yeah, they did, like in the middle of it. The big chunk of the presentation was their sound software, I think. We at, we,
Tempest
at
3D.
first, yeah. Yeah, Tempest 3D, which at first we thought was a companion hardware by the way they were talking about it. But apparently it's an adapting software. So it's an HRTF, like from what I remember. It basically adapts to the user. So then
Okay.
by the time like you're gonna have
So
like
basically,
3D
based on
sound.
like what kind of profile you have, like a HRTF profile, it
Yeah.
will give you virtual surround sound. Yeah, depending on only, but it only works for headsets, right? They are working on the virtual surround sound using speakers, but that's really the next technological advancement I think we are all looking for.
VR.
Like I was more of hoping that the PS5 would be an entertainment hub, but spoiler alert, it isn't. It's still a gaming hub and it's just for gaming. And I think who are we watching it with, Ron? He was really excited about it being for streamers.
Think it's
Oh,
called
really?
Black and Blue.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Black and Blue.
Yeah. So I think Black and Blue was excited for it being more in tune with streamers, because we feel that, I mean, that's also my assumption that they're gonna, we I hope that they're gonna include some ease of use for the streamers. I mean, I can imagine the pro version of this one, because they already have, like, I'm pretty sure this will have like natural 4K adaption already, because that's not exactly a special feature anymore. So what I feel that they're gonna go pro, quote unquote, for the PS5 is basically up the price, but you know, add like additional output for like capture or
Well,
like a built-in capture card,
no
you know,
more,
so you
yeah,
don't have to,
exactly.
yeah, you don't have to route stuff on your PC. So basically make it more streamer friendly, this quote unquote pro version. Well, this is like all speculation. They didn't announce it, but this is just what I think that they could go for in terms of premium, having turning the PS5 into a premium console.
Yeah, and if you guys were, if Intel versus AMD, who's winning? Well, the new PS5 is based on AMD technology with an AMD chipset, so you guys can tell what happened there.
Yeah.
Well, AMDs are doing fine. Doing great,
Yeah.
actually. I have a question though. Were there any exclusive games that were announced?
Oh
No.
my God, Ron,
It
tell
was
them, man.
all pure technical mumbo jumbo. I mean, we
Okay.
actually thought Black and Blue slept through the stream,
Yeah,
because he
we
was the one
thought you fell
controlling the
asleep.
stream. So he was controlling the stream. It ended already, and we were like, Nico, the stream ended, so hello. And he wasn't replying. Apparently he left. He was so
Oh,
bored,
he
he
went to
left.
cook.
He went to cook. He went to make a sandwich, basically.
Oh,
He didn't
he's
even
that
like
that's an
bother telling.
excuse.
Yeah,
That
he
sounds
didn't
like an
even
excuse
bother
to me,
telling.
dude.
I don't know. He sent pictures of the
Yeah.
grilled sandwich. Like he made Asian sandwich.
Yeah, he Googled a picture of a grilled sandwich. That's what he did.
How about a stock
Okay.
photo, man? I think it's a
Yeah,
stock
man.
photo.
I don't believe it. I'm not
Yeah,
buying it. I'm gonna ask him
man.
about it. I'm just flaming constantly for
Oh,
that.
you slept? You slept in a PS5?
Lol, you slept on the stream while controlling it? Lol, what? Okay, so obviously, it's too early to say to get, like, ask if you're gonna get it day one, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
It's
with
but
like.
it's definitely gonna be around, definitely not gonna be lower than $400. It's definitely around the
Lower?
500 to 600. It's
Really?
definitely not gonna be
Oh.
lower than
Not. Okay.
$400. So it's gonna be around $500 to $600 mark, judging from the specs
Shit.
that they're showing.
Whoa. Yeah, with the SSD like that, holy shit.
And it's not even SSD SATA, it's M2.
It's
Oh,
the small one, right?
yeah, the small.
It's the onboard one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But
it's a
still,
little
looks
tiny
so
chip one.
weird. It's a tiny chip. It looks like a flash drive.
And based on how they were speaking about space limitations on the SSD, on the M2 SSD,
Yeah.
I think the form factor of PS5 is quite short. It's probably a flat design again.
And you know,
I really wanted them to have a tower.
And we want the tower. Like, how about the
Xbox?
How the Xbox?
Yeah. Oh. Right.
But you know what we were thinking? Like, I think they're gonna make a proprietary version of the SSD because they were like saying, no, not all of it will be compatible. Like they were making like excuses, like not all SSDs will be compatible with PS4. They will like screen everything and, you know, mark them as compatible. But I'm pretty sure they're gonna release like a Sony version. Like that's always the Sony way.
Yeah, they need the speed. So in the first place, you shouldn't be going out and buying new SSDs just to get a hit. It wouldn't work that way.
Sounds like you can parts. What if you could customize your processor and your GPU? Sounds like a PC.
While it is very similar into a PC in terms of specs, I'm pretty sure the processor is hard soldered onto the chipset. So I doubt.
You would think that.
Yeah, but I know somewhere.
You can desolder it.
I know someone somewhere will find a way.
It's just that it's not gonna be an easy task. You have to desolder the whole processor out, then solder a new one in.
Shout out to my boy Linus. Linus Tech Tips.
He's
gonna do that for freaking sure.
He's coming out of retirement.
To do that. Anyway, so I'm just gonna ask it. Y'all gonna get it?
No, I'm gonna.
There's a no.
It's always
the okay. It's okay, Ron. Sony's feelings are not hurt.
No, because there's always a Slim that comes out a few months after.
Okay, so, here's something.
The PlayStation way.
I have a better question. What's gonna make you buy it?
Ooh.
That's cool, right?
That's always the selling point of PlayStation, is the title exclusives.
Yeah. But what if it was like the Switch thing now that you could take it on the go too? That's thought PS5 would do.
Take
my portability
Switch with me. So I don't really care.
Because you never leave your house, dude.
Oh, you're being called out, Ron.
And if you do leave your house, it's not too long.
I mean, I go to the studio, but even then, I don't really have time to use the Switch on the studio.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. I think you went to I think you went to Japan and didn't even use your Switch. So I have a.
Oh.
Well, you know what would make me buy it? I think if the VR was just a few more dollars, like maybe $100-$200, and that's my first step into VR, I would get a PS5.
Because VR is expensive, right? I think the Valve Index is $1,000.
Yeah, freaking those systems are crazy.
Yeah,
but that index is very cool, though.
They haven't really dropped in price, unlike 3D printers, wherein the technology has matured and there's like so many cheap 3D printers already.
I think that's the next step in technological advancement, right? So,
how about you, Red? What's gonna make you buy the PS5?
Plus speed, and then I won't buy.
Flash speed.
Yeah, I won't buy.
Flash speed.
The memes. The memes are very good.
I won't buy it.
You won't.
I won't. I have my PC and my Switch.
What if the next Monster Hunter is an exclusive for the PS5?
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna do that.
Oh, they're not gonna do that. That's counter. Progressive to what they're doing.
They are consoles. That's what they do. They do exclusives. Come on, you know
that
better than
Monster
anyone.
Monster Hunter won't do that anymore, especially with the success of Monster Hunter in the PC.
Red.
Yeah.
They're gonna do a 1-year exclusive.
Yeah.
Then I won't buy the PS5. I'll just wait a year.
All right. 2 years.
It depends.
He's thinking.
He's just raising the stakes until he breaks.
Yeah.
If the Switch has an upgrade in the foreseeable future, then you would bet that I would buy that than the PS5.
So. I doubt it's gonna. There's gonna be a new Switch by this year or next.
Yeah.
Year.
Yeah. Doubtful.
Too soon. It's too. I mean, the regular Switch is still selling like hotcakes, so I don't think they're gonna upgrade soon.
They haven't milked all the Pikachu covers
yet. Yeah.
I mean, God knows your fiance, Ron. He needs more Pikachu's.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
She was actually thinking of buying the coral
Pikachu.
One. No, the coral, light one. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, no. She's really highly debating it. Like she says, like after the whole virus thing blows over, like we'll post.
Oh, don't say the C word.
Oh shit! So, he avoided it. Oh. Nice. He's good.
So nice. we'll post her Switch up for sale and buy the coral one.
Hey. This is the ad of the
podcast. Yo, if you're listening right now, give us a holla if you want a cheaper Switch Lite. Okay, we'll sell it to you, and maybe we'll give you a shout out. On the show.
Heck yeah!
What a sponsors, man.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of sponsored and sponsored players, one of the best CS:GO players of all time, Simple. I know you guys are not very big fans of Counter-Strike Global Offensive, but he did something amazing. He hit 81 kills in 2 games.
That's woo.
So that's 41 because hit 40 in 2 games. So 40, 41.
Divided by, but they won the whole round. How many rounds did it?
Wait, is he in a pro match?
No, they lost.
Holy shit.
They lost with a performance like this. 81 kills and they lost 0-2. They got swept. In a 2-game series. It's crazy.
Wait, how many rounds in total?
Who are their opponents?
It's big. So the German squad.
Oh, so they did it overtime?
No, I don't think so. This is all in regulations. Do you want me to look into this? I just really wanted to make fun of Simple because this is always his team. You know, his team is always like he's the only one doing stuff.
Carrying the freaking team.
Carrying the team. He can't even carry this time because nobody else was there. And apparently, this also bleeds into our next conversation, is because they aren't. This is the first time that Navi, his CS:GO team, Navi's played an online tournament in like 2 years.
Because
they're always in, they're always invited in LANs, so
right.
They're not used to being far from each other and communicating that way. So yeah, well, can you imagine? Can you remember like a player like this? Where he's like the solo carry of the team and he's trying to will his team back.
Yeah, and didn't they win the last major?
They did win the last major.
Yeah.
How do you will someone back online?
That sucks.
What?
You flame them. Flame them as hard as you can.
It depends on the player, dude. You can't flame everybody.
Come on, man. You learn it from Dota. It works.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, I mean, it's easy.
No.
What?
You can't flame someone and they would perform better.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Hey, you just have to hurt them personally enough on a deep enough level.
Yeah.
And then they turn it around.
Yeah. I mean,
why do you think?
I mean, why do you think there's friendly fire in Counter-Strike?
It's called friendly for a reason. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Pats on the back, guy.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm so good at Dota recently? I've been receiving non-stop verbal beration from Scron.
Oh,
non-stop.
What? No. I only non-stop. Played like once with you guys.
I couldn't forget it. Thanks.
This is enough. Thanks, Ron.
It's enough.
Hey, I mean, Ari could testify. I don't flame. I played like...
Yeah, you're nice to Ari, not to me.
That's because you only played bot matches. You're a real monster when it comes to real games. When the stakes are real.
Yeah.
I didn't even flame. I'm very sarcastic with the opponent, but I'm not very... I don't really like outright like rage on them.
Speaking of Dota, I didn't put it on show notes, but Aerie has a new series with Purge.
Hey!
Maybe he could be a sponsor. And
is
then
it a new
we could shout his show out.
Because Purge always has this streams with some personalities, like he teaches them, right?
Yeah, that was the first one was with Day9.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
It's titled, okay. Pug?
Yeah. This one is titled, so, and it has like all the graphics and everything.
Yeah, it's sponsored by Ace of Predator PH.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Predator game.
You think we can get into a secondary spot there? Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
Maybe we could ask them to sponsor it. Well.
Yes, please. Ace or Predator, please. Give us your money. So yeah, Aerie's gonna be taught by Purge. I think it's on Saturdays, on SEA time.
11
probably by the time this is up. Mm. They're already live.
Yeah, really? For sure. Maybe even before.
We're gonna how do you say thanks, Purge, in Tagalog? Teach
salamat.
Us.
Maraming salamat, Purge.
Maraming salamat, Purge.
There it's basically go. Like a, isn't it because the Malaysian one is like salamat?
Yeah.
Ah, right, yeah.
I'm positive that selamat in Malaysian means something very different.
No. It means thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
See?
Thanks. It means thanks.
We are going to find out.
What the
Malaysian.
Okay.
Dude, I'm Singaporean. Yeah, I'm really near Malaysia.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the trust issues.
I'm wrong. It says congratulations, which is kind of like the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So yeah, excited for that. Salamat Purge. Salamat Purge is the same thing. So he's going to be playing in the 7.25 patch, which came out very, very recently. I know Scrons played one game and he verbally assaulted me.
Early.
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I played
that.
Earlier. Yeah. I've been playing
I was
earlier.
On the Airy.
When you were nice to Airy. Then after that, you played with Index and you verbally abused him.
Yes. I know Red and I played like 6 games and won one. That's great.
1 out of 6 boys.
Yeah. It was fun. I think Dota's a lot funner now.
Yeah, we're playing it right now, right? Like we're playing a lot.
Yeah, we're playing a lot. Tomorrow for sure. I'll be
tomorrow. No, I can't promise that. Animal Crossing, dude.
Yeah. I need some me out, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Maybe we could play like 3 games of Dota, then just play Animal Crossing.
For the rest of the week.
Hey,
forget about Dota.
I'm down. I'm down.
Has it already been 6 days? Feels like it's been 30 minutes. So, yeah. So just like I wanted to go through some basic exchanges. So you this is I'm buying time for you guys to go to Dota2.com/patches/7.25 to look at the.
Jokes
changes.
On you! I already have it up.
A very
jokes
good.
Jokes on you! I made the graphic post for our page.
All right, so I think. Well, what you got for me, freak? What you got for me? Huh? You're gonna hurt my feelings too.
I was typing on my soundless keyboard.
Hey,
soundless keyboard. That's not sponsored. We're not sponsored.
Yeah.
Please, yeah. So yeah, all pick hero picking has been reworked. It now has 5 rounds. Each round, Radiant and Dire pick 1 hero each at a time, and selections each team make is hidden until the next round. So yeah, this is great. Cuts down on the draft time too, because you're picking 2 heroes at the same time. So what this means is Radiant pick 1, Dire pick 1, and they're hidden from each other until the timer runs out. How do you like this, boys?
It's nice. It's a fresh element. Like, exciting, I guess.
You don't mind?
It doesn't really change as much. I mean, if I'm playing pubs, if I'm playing, like, just pubs and not really grinding my rank, then I don't really care what they pick. Like, I'll just pick what I want to play. That's why I have a very small hero pool.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Because when I play pubs, there's times that I really want to counter the hero, so...
But you counter it after it's picked, so having it picked at the same time only makes it so you can't counter pick as the last hero.
Yeah,
so
right.
It became exciting for me, so...
Okay.
It's nice.
Yeah, what do you think, Freak, about this? You like it? Have you been playing Dota 2 recently?
Well, I stopped because... I've been playing like other strategy games like Three Kingdoms, but let me tell you something about what I've seen by watching games instead of playing them. It doesn't really change how people play. I think it's just more fair for people who are trying to grind rank, and then they are known for playing certain heroes, so they won't get caught out. And you know, one tricking is back in Vogue. Yeah.
Hey, Admiral Bulldog's having a stroke. Stop talking about him.
And they buff Meepo, so they are basically saying, "Oh, why don't you boost your way back into the high ranks again?"
Man, I remember. Oh, well, I remember.
All right, another big change is power runes now start spawning at 4 minutes instead of 2 minutes. And a player, you know, but I understand why this is such an important change. It's because if you get like a DD minute two, you know, you're losing your lane. You're like down 5 CS, then you get like a DD on your TA. You're back. You're actually back.
Or even in the supports rotating.
Especially case in point, when after you get rotated on 3 times in a lane and you run out of regen and then you find a regen rune and then you just get the lane back.
Stuff is fun. So I don't wanna go over the
patch notes, right?
Yeah, I don't want to go over the net worth stuff. I'm really? Only wanting to it's go like towards the
most important one. It's like the
friends. Then let's run.
Okay, run. you wanna eat this? Because I understand this. I don't want to talk about it, but you can eat this up if you want to.
But it's like
let Ron run the numbers.
No, I mean, it's just that we can do an overview about it. Like they did change the formula, and it's very notable now that you have to put. That the streak goes to the core,
because streaks
are very very costly.
Give us the numbers, Kron.
The numbers, Ron. What do they mean?
Let me know. I can get behind that. The kill sprees are increased. Like the bounties are insane.
Yeah.
Yes.
From 60 to 200. Holy schmuckballs.
Yeah.
Comeback is real if you get someone with a. So basically, it's more objective now. Like, I don't know how you're gonna play. You can play around with it and not really focus on getting the supports, especially streaks.
Yeah, I saw a pro tweet about it, and they said basically if a support feeds a streak, I think they are feeding like a triple kill streak early game. They are feeding back like almost 900 gold.
Oh crap.
Yeah, it's
a lot of gold.
It's a lot of gold.
It's really, really bad if you're essentially a position 5. So again, so we're back now on the core or the root of Dota. Farm priority. So the more now that the priority is 1 to 5, 5 doesn't even need a skill streak anymore.
Yeah.
At the same time here, it also balances out like farming if you're ahead. You're not gonna get as much net worth from the enemies now, because the net worth is now a very big deal when it comes to the factor in getting the gold for the kills.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Absolutely.
Can we also talk about the biggest change for me in this patch?
Yes, please.
Scrolls from 50 gold to 90.
Reflect the current climate. They are increasing, ramping up the cost. So, if they increase the demand, you know, increase the cost.
People not to go out and just stay home. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No TP.
No TP for you.
Yeah. It's kind of hard, man, for support players like me. I only have like 100 gold. Like, if I buy one TP, it's gone.
Yeah. And minor changes like 10 gold is fine because you can still adjust to it. But a jump from almost double from 50 to 90, like I noticed immediately while playing that, you know, it's like I'm trying to buy TPs, like, oh shit, I'm short on gold. Like, it became second nature for you. Like, okay, I have money for TP because normally you have like an excess of 10 or 15. So I have money TP when you click, it's like, oh, I'm short by 30. It's like, damn it.
It's going to take a while to get used to, but eventually You'll just be like, as if it's 50 gold again.
Exactly. Because TPs are at 135 gold at one point.
It used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's an eye-opening thing that I just realized. So 7.24, you could buy already 3 TPs, but in 25, you can't even buy 2.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, it stacks.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. You can't even get 2 for the price of what used to be 3 TP.
It still stacks, Freak, but you really can't buy the third or even the second one because the 100, the like 90 gold cost so, like...
Yeah, it hurts you now, yeah. Right?
And also, like, I talked about the 6-game streak that Red and I was on. In one of those games, I actually asked for a TP drop. Like, I haven't asked for that in years.
And I wasn't sure that you could do it. Then so I tried. Like, I'm the one who gave you the TP, by the way. So it's still a thing, guys. You can drop TPs for other allies. But I don't recommend it because it's so expensive.
It is really expensive.
Yeah,
that's crazy. So captain's mode ban changed from 3-2-1 to 4-1-1. Big change.
So, oh, that's huge.
Yeah, you can't adapt anymore, right? Because like part of like the two bands in the middle is very, very big.
Yes.
Like whereas now the four bands in front are like, you're gonna reveal something for sure.
Yeah.
I think it'll be at least be more challenging for drafters.
Yes.
Yeah. And there'll be more space to strategize because you can actually ban four, you know, of the most in demand heroes or four of the most dangerous cores. Yeah. And you can do all kinds of pocket strats more easily now. Mm. Yeah, 4-1-1. Let's go, boys.
You like it? You like this change?
Yeah, I love it. Okay. Especially for teams like in Southeast Asia.
Other boys?
It's still okay, I guess. I'm not a drafter, so.
Maybe we should play more CM, man. You want to play casual CM?
We should, right?
All
right.
It takes so long.
It's competitive Ron talking now. No.
Yeah, this is the result that I have.
I mean, I love watching people draft, like, you know, when casting. But me actually waiting for drafts, so boring.
Is it too stressful or is it just boring?
Because when I play Dota, like, I want to play. So I just want to play. So when half of the time that it takes for me to get to play is basically me just thinking about heroes that will come into play. So it's like, I want to play already. So why am I doing this?
Boy just wants to play.
Yeah. Just let the boy play.
Yeah, let him play. And another interesting change, one of the last ones, hopefully, because I don't want to go through everything. One of the last changes we'll talk about is the Illusion Rune. Now works like a manta. Hey. So you can dodge spells when you activate the Illusion Rune.
Finally, the Illusion Rune has, like, use.
Yeah. It's good against, like, silence.
Yeah. Silence.
Yeah, more bottle buffs again.
Yeah.
And if you want to, the projectiles. What do you call that? What's the term?
Disjoint.
Yeah,
disjoint.
Basically manta dodging.
Yeah, you manta dodge. You're able to do that now. Especially with like the advent of these items like the clumsy net. Like it's a little bit more common now. It's a very useful item.
Yeah, you're right.
True.
Yeah, you can manta out of that, I think. I believe.
You can.
Don't quote me on that. So I want to just fast forward into the new Aghanim Scepter for the new heroes, for Snapfire.
Oh yeah.
So control F it up here, boys. Snapfire.
Gobble. Like the range is insane, isn't it?
It is. It's the ultimate range, right?
Yeah.
So it allows you to swallow an allied creeper hero and spit it towards the enemy, stunning enemies in the area for 1.5 seconds.
Kobe. Ultimate alley-oop, man.
That's great. Putting you all on the spot here, what's the sickest thing that you can think of?
Throwing the watermelon.
No. Oh, the Titan.
Oh!
That's nice.
That's crazy.
That would even look nicer. I want to see that.
Can you backstroke?
If you get gobbled mid backstroke, if you get tossed, are you still backstroking?
Look, you can actually gobble up the Phoenix Sun, and then when it's about to explode, just spit it out.
Can you do it? Can you do that?
No, you guys should try it. It's pretty fun.
Oh my god, we have to.
What about you, Red? What do you think?
Oh my god. I'm thinking.
I have one.
Yeah.
I have two, actually. I think Batrider Lasso, if they haven't patched it yet, Batrider Lasso works. It will not get broken. The lasso does not get broken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So but you have to do it after the lasso. After lasso.
Yeah. Imagine seeing that there's like a thread hanging outside the Drake's mouth and then lasso.
Yeah. Mortimer. It has a name, Scrawn.
Oh,
it's
my
Mortimer.
God.
Scrawn.
I have one. How about Enigma?
Yeah.
Enigma, you could throw him then black hole right away.
Yeah. It's like the Tidehunter thing.
Yes.
Yeah, or he could black hole and then you throw him away and then your black hole can't be interrupted.
Really?
Why?
Why would you even do
it? No, you couldn't. Like, it interrupts channeling.
How about...
When you solo someone, it interrupts channeling. So you couldn't do that.
Too bad. The other one I was thinking of was Pango. Pango Rolling Ball? Thunder, I believe.
Can you swallow him when he's in Rolling Thunder?
Yes. Because you're not going to get knocked back.
Yeah, you're not going
to. You're allied.
Yeah, but he's like invulnerable from some conditions, like mixed stuns.
Yeah.
CC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe you can do it.
Hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Snapfire. We move on to Void Spirit. So Resonant Pulse is now a charge-based ability with two charges, and now silences enemies for 2 seconds.
Basically, they buffed it.
Is it worth it? I don't know.
I'm not a Void Spirit player, so I wouldn't know.
I don't think so.
I think it's a little weak.
It's something that it's definitely just a bonus if you have like an Alc on your team.
Mm. Yeah, is that a legit strat? I mean, there's a lot of heroes that get a lot better when you give them Scepter anyway.
True.
All right, friends. So I think we're all doted out, at least for the patch. Yes?
Can we talk about one more?
Yes, please.
How about Juggernaut's Scepter upgrade?
Yeah, you're right. That's actually huge. So the Juggernaut new Scepter, Swift Slash, performs a mini Omni Slash that lasts 0.8 seconds. Cooldown is 15. That is the biggest thing there. Cooldown is 15.
Nice.
He's Cloud.
Yeah, he's gonna be able to dodge so many stuff.
Ah, God. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And like, how many slashes could you even do if it's like, let's say, like 40 minutes?
Like, it's a lot.
Three, four.
Because it depends on the attack speed of Juggernaut, right?
So yeah, it does.
0.8 seconds, it doesn't mean that it's just only one slash. It could be, it could even do a 2 or 3.
I don't know, 2 to 3.
Yeah. That's a lot.
If you have Echo Saber, it's 3 minimum.
Oh! Ah, dude, that's dirty.
Juggernaut Echo, though. You're gonna have to live with that.
What have I done?
What is dirtier? Like, putting an Echo Saber on Juggernaut? Or just building straight up Ags?
I think
Echo Saber from your utility, your item.
You're thinking of X. Yeah, but you don't need X. Just kill Roshan 3 times.
There you go.
That's even harder as Chug without with an Echo Saber first item.
Nah, the meta's gonna change. Jug's now the Roshan killer. For yeah. sure. Instantly, Roshan. Just like that.
Just pure attack speed.
Just imagine playing and, I mean, if like someone actually watches this and goes in game and tries, like, okay, boots, threads, then, okay, I'm gonna build Echo Saber, then Agonist, because the Freak of Nature recommended it.
Hobson's gonna do it, Ben, and then I'm gonna look like a genius.
Hey. Red, next game, tomorrow, next I'm game. Building Echo
do
Saber.
It. Do
yeah.
it. Do it.
Echo Saber into Agonist.
Do it.
Maybe yeah, third item, nice. Right? You need your boots, and then you need the Maelstrom.
No, we're doing boots, Echo Saber,
Scepter. Not any other boots, it's just the brown boots.
Yeah, just brown
boots. Oh my god, yeah. That's even worse.
Let's see how boot that
first,
goes, man.
No regen.
Yeah. It sounds terrible, actually. Oh shit, okay, I'm gonna do that. I swear, I'll let you guys know next week on how that goes.
Please do.
Speaking of more Dota 2, we play Dota 2 online tournaments. It's online tournaments now, guys.
Yes.
So we play has come out with these series of tournaments that are region based: NA, CIS, EU, and SEA. I think are the regions that they cover.
It is
region based. So Southeast Asia with Ardoid, TNC.
Boom.
Geek Fam?
Android.
Yeah, boom. Geek Fam, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you, Fnatic? Calling you out now.
Yeah, where are Fnatic? They?
They're multinational, so they've decided to, I guess, go home.
They just use their multinationalism ditch. Why?
They're multinational. I mean, it's not like the. I mean, technically, TNC is multinational.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
So, yeah, this is obviously a reaction of sorts to the COVID-19 situation all over the world, the worldwide pandemic.
It.
Yeah, we did it. We're here at the end of the podcast, so might as well. You know, we got to go that 1 month straight. The streak is on, boys. Don't kill me. You're going to get a lot of money. So, yeah, I think this is the proper adjustment because we obviously can't have LAN tournaments anymore. So.
Exactly. And you know, you can't have this, you know, this reason to stop playing Dota. So just churn out tournaments online, and everybody would just tune in because they're inside their home.
And this is for like esports orgs and tournament organizers as well, because they can't have LANs. They have to make they have to find out how they can make some money, right? Mm-hmm. And I turned to Freak on this because he is some expertise on this. So what do you think about this, the adjustments that they made?
I think given the last minute nature of it, it's a pretty good idea, given that they had to cancel their own minor as well.
Did they have a minor?
Yeah, I think they had a minor that was cancelled, if I'm not wrong. Yeah.
Too bad.
But I think it's just a welcome break, right? Because we just can't keep thinking about the fact that there's a virus all the time. It's good to have all these events and stuff to look forward to, so that, you know, not everyone's just despairing all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time, we have to kind of look a little forward here, because there are some tournaments that need to be on LAN, and the glaring one are Majors, and obviously the biggest one, TI. And what y'all think about TI, man? How are they going to do this? Are they going to postpone? Are they going to cancel?
The right way is postpone it.
My thoughts are, I mean, they can postpone it and then make an early implementation of the DPC season that they are going to make for next year. Basically, make a dry run of their regional leagues.
That's true.
So what happens to TI? They delay it until the situation's okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean they canceled this year's TI basically.
Whoa.
And committed to doing a dry run for the regional league.
Yeah. Man. Just cancel 2020.
You won't be able to get majors anymore. If what I've been reading is true, that this is gonna go on until like June, then even Singapore major is going to get affected.
Yeah.
And that's like the last major already. So I'm not sure if they can squeeze in a major before the year ends.
That's true.
Tell me if this sounds good to you. So ESL LA, they're saying June, right? So ESL LA happens in July. And then what's the next major? There's two more after ESL, right?
So LA, LA Epicenter, then Singapore. That was the last three.
So LA happens in July. Epicenter happens in August. And then Singapore happens in September. And we move TI all the way into like October, November. And that's where the DPC season starts for the rest of time. Mm. Not attractive?
Well, with ESL LA for July, I think that could be plausible because right now, the state of California, where LA is located, just announced they're locking down their state. So that would prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus in their location. Maybe that would really help in making July the date for ESL LA. So I kind of like the timetable that you put forth, I guess.
But that means
TI
will be always be in November or something. TI is always going to be October. So is that the big deal breaker? Nah.
No, my gripe is the glaring problem that's already being faced by teams. Like, we had an example for that for Aster, and we talked about it as well last time. They had problems coping up with applying for a visa and everything because they're always in transit. So being these close to one another, like these minors and majors, these teams will even have a tighter schedule to follow, and we will be faced with even more like visa issues for countries, especially like LA.
Right.
So your issues are logistics.
It's also like the health of the players or the orgs. This is very, very tight.
What do you think about this, Freak?
I really think we should just wait for... It just probably depend on the governments, the local governments and their reaction. Because until WHO or even the local governments declare that the pandemic is nothing to worry about, that it's over, probably it's going to be hard to secure any permits to run events. So logically, it's more of like what's the global situation rather than what's a suitable timing. Because the situation can change anytime. Like, just for example, before we had 85% imported cases just today. So that anything, you know, due to travel and, you know, the movement of people abroad, anything could happen. So the situation.
Yeah, I mean, for all we know, they could have a cure for it in the next week. And then have anything to worry about.
Oh, Lord of God.
Fingers crossed.
Remember that.
I know, I'm optimistic, but I doubt. There's a lot of testing that happens with these things.
True. Y'all watch One Punch Man?
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
What?
Great, okay. So they're saying that the vaccine is gonna come next year, right? Sometime between now and next year. Remember that that alien attack that was gonna end the world? They're saying it's gonna happen between now and 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I remember. And then it came just right now, right?
Yeah. Technically, it's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so One Punch Man.
So I like how you chose. I mean, it's not that you chose an anime. You chose a parody anime. It's not even like an anime that you normally take it seriously.
But they were technically correct, so.
Yeah. It was
that's the thing,
between
though.
Then.
I mean, for example, I would have like, I guess, like, for example, if you chose like maybe One Piece and you made a bullshit reason on how you're gonna cure anything, because it has like well, they try to, they're selling it as
a serious anime.
So you basically chose something that's like Gintama or One
Punch. Yeah,
so.
It's Gintama.
Nice.
So I'm not. I can't take you seriously on that.
I mean, kidding aside, we all hope that this freaking virus is, what do you call it? Like, dies.
Yeah.
Or we find a cure for it. Yeah. Let's just.
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully
I think.
Yeah,
I think
are you leading?
What?
Are you? Oh, so I thought we were pray. Actually, pray.
Are we praying?
Oh, are we praying? You want a 10-second silence?
Wait, what's everyone's religious affiliation?
I'm not the most religious.
I'm free thinker, so. Okay, let's respect each other's differences and.
Yeah, move on, I guess.
So we press F.
Press F. Yeah.
Press F.
Let's do the gamer way.
Speaking about pressing F and being a gamer, how are you guys feeling about how hashtag gamers, what, game at home or something? Oh, damn, I forgot the hashtag. How do you guys feel about it? I'm pretty sure you saw it on social media already.
Oh, yeah, I saw some website.
Gamers
as well
versus
that
COVID?
You pledge your gamer tag.
There we go.
So yeah, that's I saw that one too.
Well, yeah, do you
like
it? I
think Overdrive was the one who messaged that, like, hey, see the eSport want to like pledge something. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I mean, you're just putting your gamer tag, so I don't really mind. I'm already at home. It's not like I can do anything else.
It's not like it's a hard thing
true.
To do. Or good.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not like I have better things to do.
You know, it's a better thing
to
do.
It's not even a charity. It's like, it's basically you're inputting your gamer tag. It's basically like strong pledges to stay.
It's like a movement, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I pledge to stay at home, not by my will, but by, you know, the government.
This is my choice. Jeez. Okay, it's my choice. I'm gonna be playing Animal Crossing, but except I don't have a Switch. Oh my god. Yeah.
Wait for a few months, friend.
Gosh,
you're good.
The perfect time to play the game is during the quarantine.
That is that's why I bought it, though. Honestly,
a
big.
I remember you guys canceled your physical pre-order. Just so
I did not
buy
cancel anything.
I did not.
It like on local retailer.
Nope.
Oh.
So here's the thing.
I'm smart.
Here's the thing, right, Scrun? Because a big part of the reason why I bought it is because I wanted to make fun of the people that pre-ordered the physical copy.
Like, oh my god, that's petty, dude. Oh my god.
Like, you guys are going through this stuff, like pre-ordering? Dude, where's your game? I have it.
No, I mean, because there are people, I remember you guys were hyping, like, okay, I want the Animal Crossing Switch exclusive thing, or you were basically going gaga over the exclusive.
I'm not gonna lie, that exclusive Switch is amazing. It looks cool.
Erica doesn't want it, or at least she convinced herself that she doesn't want it.
Day.
Oh my god.
Very cool.
I don't think I told Freak that story.
Do tell.
Yeah, the quarantine has done something to my Japanese fiance. It has converted her to Korean. She's been binge watching Korean dramas, so like daily.
Not the worst thing that could happen.
It's not the worst thing that could happen, but she started replying to me in de, which basically translates into yes in Korean. So it's like, do you want lunch? She just replied like de.
De.
Right. De. So when are the mukbang streams gonna start? Because I'm excited.
Hey.
That's the next step, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the Korean evolution.
I'm not sure.
Soon you'll be doing TikToks with her, doing the Korean dance moves.
No.
I look forward to your
my
development.
God, I want
to
see Scrawn dance.
What I love about her situation is she's a connoisseur. Like, she doesn't watch the K-dramas that are... She watches, like, the non-mainstream ones.
Yeah, she reads descriptions. She reads descriptions. She goes through descriptions of something that a title she finds is interesting. Then she's basically gonna watch it. Then she's gonna base it off of her like taste. Like, okay, I like this one.
Of course, she has standards.
Yeah,
remember one K-drama that she said, "Catch the Ghost."
I can't believe you remembered anything that she said.
Oh yeah, I remembered. She said, "Catch the Ghost."
Very good. What a way to end the podcast talking about the Korean drama. Very good.
A recent turn
wrap it up.
She stopped watching for like 2 days now. So it kind of it's a very rapid development and have gone to playing Monster Hunter.
No,
that's like a very weird like U-turn or like
that's not the natural progression,
right?
Of that.
Yeah, so suddenly she made like a swift detour to Monster Hunter.
Oh, you could say she made a switch to Monster Hunter. Hey.
Very good, smooth. Smooth ending, friends. Thank you so much for accompanying me tonight on the podcast. I know it's a little late, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
But we had fun. I had fun talking about this.
Yeah. I'm always so excited fun. To play my animal COVID.
we need to give that COVID-19 a start with a C. Charlie. Okay, Charl the virus.
Okay.
Like Charlie the virus instead of Charlie the unicorn?
Charlie the virus. Yeah, well.
Alright, Charlie.
Charlie. Let's not be too upfront.
Yeah, Charlie.
Charlie the virus. We'll never say COVID-19 again. It's going to be Charlie.
Is it one of those things like most news outlets try it? Like, they don't give exposure.
Oh, the mass murderers, the name?
Yeah. So basically, you don't give them exposure, so they don't feel like
they're powerful.
They won. Yeah, they
won. So are we personifying?
So screw you, Charlie.
I mean, honestly, you know what? I think this is just my opinion, but I don't think the virus gives a shit.
I think you're onto something.
They made Erchan.
I don't know, Ron. I don't know, Ron.
This is Charlie Chan. We got it.
Let's go.
And also, I hope you guys don't go listening to other podcasts. Listen to this podcast, Nerd Stuff Podcast from the C-Sport Media Group. I have to keep putting that in there every time. And also, if you want to sponsor our podcast, please get in contact with us. Please, anything we'll do. Give us food. Give us food, and we'll talk about you. You know. We'll sell out for food.
No, we give us toilet paper.
Toilet paper, sure.
Help us last through this lockdown, right?
Yeah, help us. Help us. We help you. And I hope you enjoyed your stay here at the Nerds.
Yeah, the global
podcast.
Currency right now is toilet paper. It's not gold.
Scrawn, stop extending the fucking episode.
No.
What if it's like a Fallout style and the currency is now toilet paper, right?
Hey, I think that's a very real possibility, friends. Like food rations and stuff for water. Very real, friends.
And, oh my god. Cigarette, you could like exchange it for 10 toilet paper rolls.
Kind of reminds me of Metro. Oh, love that game. Metro Last Light.
Sponsors. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. See?
I love that game. CDPR, let's go.
Let's go. All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to us, from all of us here at the C-Sport Media Group. Goodbye. Stay hydrated. Wash your hands.
Bye.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, don't touch your face.
Goodbye, friends. What?